Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 12th of March 2026. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. Got a bit of a confession to make to you. As you know, I cut down a tree last Friday in my back garden. A lot of work. I have got a really bad sort of, I want to say back, but it's the side more than anything that just hurts. If I move just a bit funny, I suddenly lose this weird sensation. It's not a painful pain as such. It's weird. It's a muscle pain. But this is one of the things that happens as we try to tackle on hard work. And I've noticed as I get older how much harder it is for me to recover from doing these sort of work. Days gone by, I used to be able to do this sort of thing and then be absolutely fine, but now I really do feel the aches and pains, and it lasts a lot longer to recover. Oh dear. I just wanted to start off with that because we're going into the weekend, and I'm hoping that this wind that is only going to be here overnight, I've looked at the weather for the weekend, looks like it's going to be miserable tomorrow. Saturday is going to be nice, but Sunday doesn't look too bad, which means it's going to be a good weekend, of course, for getting down the allotment and getting out in the kitchen garden. Now, for me personally, Saturday I've actually got a day out. I'm going to the camera and photography show. One of my other hobbies is camera and photography, so I'm going up to that with my brother. A nice day out with my brother, so that means I've got to do all my gardening tomorrow and Sunday. I'm going to head down the allotment. Now, I'm focusing all my energy on the allotment at the moment, on just clearing out any weeds, picking up any weeds, and just getting the allotment really, really tidy. But we're also going to look at sowing a few seeds under the cloches, just while we can, just to give them a little bit of a head start. Things like carrots, spring onions and so forth, just to try and make the most of our land while we can. I've got lots of plants that I need to take down to the allotment as well, rhubarb and some other plants like that I have in pots here at home. This will free up more space at home, of course, but also make things better down on the allotment. Now, back at home, the seed sowing continues. I think that's going to be very much the theme this weekend. Lots of seeds that we're sowing, lots of potting up. But it is that time of the year where seed sowing is going like mad. And it's one of those really promising times of year. I always feel really pleased when I sow loads of seeds. Love seeing them germinate and grow into these beautiful little plants that end up providing us with food. Now, this brings me on to our seed that we are from this month's seed pack, which is basil. Now, basil is one of these beautiful herbs that we do again try and grow a lot of, just like the lettuce from the other day. We grow basil all throughout the year. We grow it indoors and outdoors, so it's well worth just sowing a few pots, or just making one pot now, just using a few of the seeds, and then save a few more to sow later on in the year. And just simply, all I did is I took a pot, I filled it up with multi-purpose compost, tamped it down slightly, and then scattered over some seeds over the surface, and then sieved over some fine seed compost. And then I placed it in my heated propagator, where we'll wait for it to germinate. It needs temperature of between 18 to 22 C to germination. It'd probably take a week for it to germinate. But once it's germinated, it will just be fine. Once they're large enough to handle, we could, of course, thin them out. I personally just leave them in the pot and then just keep them somewhere bright and well lit, and water consistently, but just make the most out of them. And then once they're large enough to harvest, we harvest a few leaves as and when we require them. These leaves are absolutely delicious. Basil is one of my favourite herbs to grow, I've got to say. It's full of flavour. It's a very unique flavour. We love to make pesto with it. We'll take those herbs, we'll pop them into a grinder with some really good olive oil and some pine nuts, and we'll just make some pesto, which can be used in pasta, of course, and also goes in the freezer ready to be used another day. Really easy and really, really simple. Now, obviously, as I said, it is coming up to the weekend, and I do like to share with you a few ideas of things that you could do yourself. And I think a lot of what we can do this weekend, because I think the weather is going to be unpredictable, there is a heavy, heavy load of wind going on at the moment. I think it is going to be best to err on the side of caution. If you can get outside and do some weeding or do anything, great. But I think what we've really got to focus on this week is sowing seeds. So, of course, we've got lettuce and basil, spring onions, tomatoes, spinach, carrot, radish, rocket, chard, peas, courgette, cabbage, kale, parsley, dill, leek, beetroot, onion, celery and fennel, all of which I've just read off the list in our book, our mini newspaper. Now, courgette is going to be a bit of a funny one to sow. It might be a little bit too early, but I'm going to give it a go anyway, because, well, why not? Why not? Same as pumpkins as well. It might be a little bit too early for those, but I'm going to give them a go. The risk is they grow quite big, quite quick, and they take over the space that we don't have. So it is right to err on the side of caution. But I'm going to take the risk, see if I can get ahead, see if I can get a lot of things ahead of myself, and that would be great. Onions are definitely one that we need to sow more of. Our onions have been very slow this year, but we do like to grow lots and lots of onions because they are so useful. We worked out that we probably use one onion every single day, so we do need to grow lots of onions. I've of course grown them from sets down on the allotment, which they seem to be doing quite well, but we want to sow more. Now, of course, with seed sowing as well, one of the other things that we can do is potting up some of our seeds as well. We are moving our seeds out into the shed where they seem to be doing quite well. So any seedlings that are out in the shed, we're going to pot those up into a bigger pot, just give them a bit more room to move and see how they get on. And we're going to move a few more. So we got them in the kitchen in 5.4 centimetres. We're going to move those outside, but we're going to pot them up to 7 centimetre pots as well. This will give those plants a bit more room to grow, but you can see the difference it makes quite quickly. The plants look healthier as they grow and make the best use of that space. So it is well worth looking at your plants and just seeing if they need potting on to give them a bit more room. Right, I am going to call this one a night, and I will be back again on Sunday where I'll let you know how I've got on. But until then, please take care.